Can you go back to the map of Nigeria again?
Okay, now how do we go back?
All right, so when she mentioned the herdsman story, I'm so sorry. I'm Nigerian by blood, but I wasn't even born in Nigeria. Uh-huh. I've only lived there for 5 years, but my parents are there and I go on holidays and stuff, and I still got families there. So what I really need to tell you is the importance of the way Nigeria is in itself. The biggest issue, honestly, is that when the British came, Nigeria wasn't supposed to be one country. It was merged together. Mm. And that has always been the root cause of a lot of problems. I love the British, by the way, but that was one of the... But the reason why I said for you to do this from... Of course, I went to... I did my... I think I came to Nigeria when I was five years old to 11 years old before I went to the UK. And one of the things that we were taught in the primary school were literally the... Obviously, you've got the Hausa people in the northern part of Nigeria. And of course, I'm Yoruba, so we're from this part near Lagos, you know, that bit. And then you've got the Igbo and the Nasarawa states and so on and so forth. And the reason why I'm mentioning that is that majority of Nigerians, and I'm sorry to say this, is that because the northern, they've always seen the northern as a problematic, right? Mm. The northern tends to want to control the power. They hold on to the power, and as a result of it, often they don't want the girls to be educated. They don't want progressiveness, whereas these ones do. So if anything is happening in the north, most of the other part of Nigeria, it's not that they don't care, it's just that it's not happening in their camp, right? So there is that. I think it's important to know that. But I do know that the Christian community in Lagos, around Lagos and they're really praying for the girls. But if you ask me how many of them are doing something about it, really physically, I don't know. That's one point. Second point is that the northern Nigeria is also split. And often people don't realize that there is a Christian community that is being targeted. So I like your presentation, because it's the little Christian community that has been targeted a lot by Boko Haram stuff. And in Boko Haram itself, I think that there's something to do with political divide in it. So I think some of the funding source of Boko Haram is probably done by some people in the government as well. In a nutshell, is there something I can personally do? I'm going to try, but I don't know how, but I would definitely try. But I think it's so important that when we do pray for Nigeria, and that the unity, whether the British divide, put us together by force or not, it's one Nigeria. And to really pray that we don't see the ethnicity and we don't see the religion, but we should just see humanity in the core of Nigeria. Thank you.
Just to make a comment that some of the stories we heard were also the fact that the Boko Haram, at the end of the day, they don't just attack Christians. They also attack Muslims. So it's really, it's something that I think the historical reality is very important. I didn't go to that because it's very complex, and I didn't want to go there.